Hello and welcome to Faith Center. Thank you for joining us today. For more information on Faith Center, visit us online at www.faithcenter.cc. Andrew Oliver, he's the founder of Oliver Ministries, and he really felt the Lord to put a mandate upon him to teach the believers how to reign in life and how to overcome the world through faith in Jesus Christ. And he's ministered in Australia and all over the world, stirring up congregations to continue in the Great Commission to be effective witnesses for Jesus in word and in deed. And you know, just so you know, sisters, he is single. But I don't know if he's looking, but he gave his life to the Lord at 12 years old. Man. Whew. Wish to God more of us. We wouldn't be all jacked up if we would have. Anyway, let's welcome Oliver. Give him a good San Fernando welcome.
Well, thank you, Pastor Rudy. Good morning, church. It's great to be out here with you today. And this is a great place to be. You're a very friendly church, which is a good thing. Hospitable. And I got to shake many of your hands, so thank you for your warm welcome. And, of course, I want to thank also Pastor Rudy for having me out here at short notice. We got to spend a little bit of time together on Friday and picked up his heart for the Lord. And even though we only got to spend a little bit of time together, believe there's a kindred spirit there, so we thank God for that. Also, Ayrton's out here with me, Ayrton Vega. You can stand up, all the way from Pacoima. he's driving me around and taking good care of me, giving me one small taco a day, so I'm losing some weight here. No, I'm actually being very well fed here, so that's... All right. Well, Father, we thank you this morning for your presence. Father, we thank you for the joy of the Lord. It is our strength. And Father, I'm asking you to visit us this morning by your Spirit. Father, that wisdom goes forth this morning, answer to questions, and the power of God to meet every need this morning. That no person will leave untouched and unchanged, Father, by the power of the living God. And Father, that we can take that power into our community, into our schools, into our workplaces, and fill up the valley, San Fernando Valley, for Jesus. Father, we pray it, we believe it, we receive it, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Just want you to know too, I will be praying for the sick afterwards. I don't plan on preaching an awfully long time. So if you do need healing in your body or you've been suffering with oppression, then I'd be happy to lay hands on you and the Lord will heal you. I've been meditating on Luke 9:1 where Jesus said to his disciples, any disciples here?
Yeah.
Yeah? That he gave us power and authority over all demons and power and authority over all diseases. That's powerful. And I've chosen to believe it. How about you?
Yeah.
So I do have a word from the Lord for you this morning, and I want to speak to you on the believer's authority. The believer's authority. So if you can look with me at Genesis chapter 1. Genesis 1, we'll look at verse 26 through verse 28. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created he him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So here we see God's original plan. Remember, God created the stars, he created the firmament, he created the animals, and then he created man, and he put him in charge of the earth. In fact, the Amplified Bible, there where it says dominion, the Amplified translates, let him have complete authority over the earth. And in God's original plan, man was to run the earth under the authority of his Father, Almighty God. So there was a connection between heaven and earth. God gave Adam, and also notice here, God gave Adam his word to act upon. He gave him an assignment, or he gave him a job, you could say. He said, be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth, and subdue it. And as Adam acted on that word, which he received from God, from his Father, heaven would back him up. Heaven, the forces of heaven, would back him up. We know that Adam, through sin, broke out from under God's authority, and he came under the authority of Satan. He came under the law of sin and death, and that's when sickness, that's when poverty, that's when actually even physical death came in. And of course we know that one of his sons murdered the other. And we refer to it as the fall of man. And man did fall. He fell a long way. But of course we know that Jesus came to undo that fall. And the Bible says that we have been lifted up, raised up to sit with him once again in heavenly places. The Bible says that our names are once again written in heaven, that we are citizens of heaven. And so the reason I painted that original picture there is we get a clear understanding of that's what Jesus came to restore. He came to get that authority back. He came to restore that heaven and earth connection. He came to bring man back under God's dominion. Or we could say it like this: he came to bring man back into God's kingdom. And you can see where I'm going with that. We know God, Jesus came and preached. He preached what? The kingdom of God. I tell you what, you're not only good looking, but you're also a sharp bunch. You've been well trained by Pastor Rudy, huh? Yeah. So let's jump forward about 4,000 years to the resurrection of Jesus, and go with me to Matthew 28. Matthew 28, we'll look at verse 16. Now remember, this is after Jesus went to the cross and paid the price for our sins. He was buried, and he rose again the third day. And he appeared to his disciples, and he had this to say to them. In verse 16, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority. How much authority? All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Do you know what he's saying here? The authority that Adam lost, I got it back. I got man's authority back. Man no longer has to be a slave to sin, to sickness, to poverty, to the devil. Praise God. And let's have a look here. So he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Verse 19, you go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. When Jesus said, go therefore, he immediately delegated his authority on the earth to the church.
Right.
So someone says, you know, is God in control? Well, ultimately, God is in control. But the controlling, he's controlling on the earth through his church, through you and me. And that answers the question, too, about, you know, why some things can be in a mess. Because if we don't exercise our authority, then the devil will run wild,
right,
won't he? In our life, in our family, in even in our communities. So we're going to be talking about some of these things this morning. And I appreciate it because you're a receptive bunch. So that's a good thing. So we have to exercise our authority to preach the gospel, to make disciples, to free the oppressed, to heal the sick, don't we? If you actually think about it, I mean, if we didn't have authority, how could we go and take people out of the kingdom of darkness, preach the gospel to them, bring them into the kingdom of light? I mean, if we didn't have authority to do that, the devil wouldn't let us do it. But he can't stop it. He can't stop it because Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth, and I delegate it to you. I delegate that authority to my church. Praise God. Let's have a look at Mark 16. Remembering this is the same event, but this is how Mark records it. So Mark 16, verse 15. And he, Jesus, said to them, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. Notice there, the very first sign Jesus said would follow believers was that they would cast out demons. That is a valid New Testament doctrine, a ministry. And I know there's been excesses, and you know, whenever there's a counterfeit, there's also a truth, you know. You notice you can't have a counterfeit $3 bill? Why? Because you don't have a true one. Yeah? But you can have a counterfeit $1 bill. You can have a counterfeit $100 bill. So because someone produces a counterfeit $1 bill, you don't throw away $1 bills or $100 bills. No, you just make sure that you've got the real deal. Yeah? So it is a valid New Testament ministry. We could also say it like this. In my name, you will exercise authority over demons. You'll exercise authority over demons. And then notice the last sign Jesus said would follow believers was that they would lay their hands on the sick and they will recover. So authority over demons, authority over disease. But once again, we must exercise it. And that's why I'm here this morning, to stir you up, to get your faith into action and get it moving. You know, what would you think of a police officer who, you know, he's got, you know, he's carrying handcuffs, he's carrying a gun, he's carrying a baton. If I say something funny, it's probably an Australian word, so just bear with me. But do they carry batons here? I don't know. They do? Yeah. Baton, yeah, okay, there you go. All right. Ayrton, you can translate. He's learning Australian just by getting around me. But what would you think of a police officer? He's all armored up, but yet someone comes up to him and just starts chewing him out, you know, even starts pushing him, and even slugs him in the face. And he doesn't reach for the gun, he doesn't reach for the baton, he doesn't reach for the handcuffs, he doesn't call for backup, he doesn't do anything. And the guy he sees that he's not doing anything, so he takes his keys and he jumps on his motorcycle and he rides off. Well, I tell you what, if we had police like that in San Fernando Valley, Things would be in a mess, wouldn't they? Huh? You'd get shot. I mean, the bad guys would be winning if the police don't stand up and what are they doing there? Exercising their authority. Well, I've got some news for you. The bad guys aren't going to win. The devil's not going to win because God's got some soldiers in his army who will take up the full armor of God. Amen. They will take up the weapons of their warfare and what? And exercise their authority over the devil. First of all, in your own life. Yeah, first of all, in your own life. Remember, Jesus conquered the devil in the wilderness in private before he conquered him publicly. So first of all, in your own life, but then exercising that authority over your family. Amen. Claiming them for the kingdom of God. Your workplace, your school, your community, even your city, your state, even your nation. Amen. We can do that. You know, we don't have to complain when we can exercise authority and do something about it. And really, and I'm just getting this now, but, you know, if we're complaining, it's probably because we're not exercising our authority. Is that right? You know, people who complain about their government normally aren't praying for their government. So I've been caught doing that too. So just if I'm speaking to you, just look straight ahead and say, yeah, amen, Brother Andrew. Yeah. Keep preaching. Doing good. All right. So thank you, Lord. We praise you, Master. So Jesus, once again, he said here, I give you authority to preach the gospel, to win souls, to break the devil's hold off people's lives. Now, you know, sometimes to see what something is, it helps to see what it isn't. And I'm going to paint a picture here of what Jesus didn't say. Jesus didn't say, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth, but then he didn't say this, so I'm going to go into all the world. I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to make disciples. I'm going to cast out the devil. I'm going to heal the sick. And you boys, come follow me. He didn't say that, did he? He said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth, but you're going to go. You're going to go preach. You're going to make the disciples, and I'll go with you. I'll be with you to the ends of the earth. Yeah? What are you doing at the ends of the earth? You are preaching the gospel. You're winning souls. Amen. You're undoing the devil's works wherever you go. That's our assignment. Now, let's talk about this, using our authority in prayer. Because I sense this in the spirit, Pastor Rudy, that possibly there's also already some strong prayers here. But God wants to raise up even more strong people of prayer. So let's look at this in Matthew 18, verse 18, exercising our authority in the field of prayer. Actually, just look at verse 17 first, because notice here he's talking about the church. So he says, if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him to be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you, the church, bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you, the church, loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So you notice there that, I mean, who's initiating that? Earth is, isn't it? The church on earth is initiating that, and heaven's backing us up. He went on to say, verse 19, again I say that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, now we exercise our authority in his name, right? I am there in the midst of them. In other words, I am there in power to back that command up. I am there in power to back that petition up. You petition, you agree on earth, then heaven's forces are released, they're activated to see to it that that petition comes to pass. So we've been given authority, but we could say it like this: the muscle of God, or the power of God, is the Holy Spirit, and also the army of God, the angels of light. So you know, we don't actually we don't physically evict the devil. You can't grab him by the shirt and throw him out of your house, right? But you've been given authority to speak to him in the name of Jesus. And when you do, the forces of heaven back you up. And the scripture says, greater is he who's in us than he, stronger is he who's in us than he who's in the world. And the power of God has the power to evict that evil spirit out of your life, out of your situation. Praise God. But once again, I'm stressing the point there that earth initiates that. We initiate that. Because we have a Bible full of promises that God's already given to us. So we can take that and use that and claim our covenant rights in Christ Jesus. Now, this is also how we do it when we go out witnessing. Whenever I go out witnessing, I first of all pray. And first of all, break Satan's power off everyone who I'll come in contact with, everyone in the sound of my voice. So before I go out, I'll pray and I'll break Satan's hold off that person's life, anyone who I come in contact with. I will claim them for the kingdom of God. Claim their full salvation. And then just begin to thank God. Because, you know, we can't actually save anybody, but we can play our part in their salvation. So you begin to thank God for those souls, and then you just go out and harvest them. Also, I've noticed in witnessing, you know, sometimes you're sowing a seed, and sometimes you're harvesting someone. You know, Jesus said, one sows, another reaps. So sometimes when you go out, you know, you have someone, you ever witness someone, and they're ready to pray, they're ready to receive. Well, probably someone else has already sown the seed there. Someone's probably already been praying for them, oftentimes. And then other times you will sow the seed in a person's life, and then someone else will come along and harvest it. Well, that's all right. It's a team effort, isn't it? Yeah. We're in this together. We function as a team. As Pastor Rudy said, I came to the Lord when I was 12 years old, so I wasn't raised in a Christian home, and my parents weren't saved, particularly my father. My parents were divorced. And when I was 17, I shared the gospel with my father, and he didn't want to hear anything I had to say. Years later, I came across a scripture in Acts 16:31. It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved, you and your whole household, your whole family. Well, I found that, and I just grabbed hold of it. I locked into it. And I immediately prayed, and I said, Father, I claim my dad. I claim his full salvation. I claim him for the kingdom of God. And Satan, I break your hold off of his life. I break your hold off of his mind, off of his spirit, in the name of Jesus. Now, here's an important point. When I prayed that, I started, again, thanking God for it. You know, Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you will have it. So I began to thank God, and actually, period of over around about 2 years, I was living overseas at the time, so I wasn't in contact regularly with my dad, but I just continued to pretty much every day just thank God, not for a long period of time, maybe a minute or two. I just thank you, Father, that he's saved, and Satan's hold's broken off of his life, and I thank you, you're sending laborers across his path. Thank you, you're revealing your son to him, Jesus, and I just want to thank you, his name's written in heaven, and he won't perish. Well, about 2 years later, I was in Australia, and he was in Australia as well at the time, and I hadn't seen him for a while, and I said, Dad, you know, am I able to pray with you? Would you like to receive Jesus into your heart? And he said, yes, I would. And it was just a total turnaround there. But that happened in the realm of prayer. Happened in the spirit realm first, didn't it? And then in the natural, actually, it was quite easy. Quite easy. And that's a good word for you if you're struggling with family members or what have you. Sometimes it's best to be away from people physically, you know, and just be thanking God for them, and because you're not aware of all the junk they're doing, you know. That can be a good thing. It helps you. It helps you just to thank God that He's well able to send laborers across their path and reach them, and nothing is too hard for Him. Just here the other day, actually, some of the symptoms of the flu tried to come on me, and I spoke to them, and I said, no, Satan, you're not putting that on me. I resist the flu. Flu symptoms can't dwell in my body. I resist you. You flee from me in the name of Jesus. Now, you know, you don't need to, you can do that. You don't necessarily need to call Pastor Rudy. He's a busy man. You know, Jesus said these signs will follow those who believe. You're a believer. You can exercise authority over the devil. You can kick him out of your own house. Huh? You can do that. Praise God. Thank you for those three amens. Yeah. You know, the curse will continue to function in our homes, in our families, in our finances, in our communities, in our government, unless we forbid it. Unless we resist it and exercise authority over it. If we don't do anything, the thing will continue to slide, won't it? You know. Now, I do want to point this out too. Our authority will work in proportion to the degree that we're under God's authority. Do you remember the scripture says in James, it says, resist the devil, and what will he do? He'll flee from you. But, you know, the beginning of that verse says what? Submit yourselves to God. So we submit ourselves under God's authority, and then we're in position then to resist the devil with a confident heart, and we know he must flee. Remember the centurion who came to Jesus? He said, I recognize that you're a man, first of all, under authority. I recognize you're under God's authority, and then that you're a man under authority. Oh, he said, well, forgive me. Go over there. Matthew 8. Let's have a look at it. Matthew 8, verse 5. Now when Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak a word and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. To my servant, do this, and he does it. So he recognized there that authority works under the chain of command. That authority works when what? When you're under authority. That gives you authority to say to those under you, go or come, and they do it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say that many will come from the east and the west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that self same hour. So notice, we come into the kingdom of God. How can we come in from the east and from the west and sit down at the table of God? Because of our faith. Because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We partake of our benefits, our kingdom benefits, by faith. And what he's saying there is, if Israel won't partake by faith, then even though it belongs to them, they won't enter in. They won't enter in. God won't force you to enter in. Remember, he said in Deuteronomy, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life. You choose blessing. You choose life. All right. Well, as I said, I want to pray for the sick and afflicted this morning. So what I want to encourage you is that when I lay hands on you, I want you to really, if you're coming up for prayer, I want you to release your faith. That, remember the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment? She said, when I touch his garment, I will be healed. There was a point there where she said, I take it, I receive it. So if you're coming forward, I want you to receive, when I lay my hands on you, I want you to receive God's healing power into your body and say, Lord, I take that. It already belongs to you. The laying on of hands is just a point of contact. It helps you. But you can actually, do you know you can receive anywhere, anytime? Power is present anywhere, anytime. You just have to tap into it by faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, so, actually, can you pass me that? Praise the Lord. Just as I was praying this morning, I just felt the Lord put a few things on my heart. So I'm just going to call these out. If you've been having hip pain, either side of your hip, either left or right hip, if you've been having hip pain and that's been troubling you, I'd like you to come forward and I believe the Lord will heal you and touch you this morning. So you've been having hip pain?
Yes.
Yeah. Which side?
Both.
Both? Okay. Praise God. Come forward, brother. Would you be, if I lay my hands on the hip, would you be able to lay your hands on the hip? No, I'll lay my hands on the hip. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your healing anointing. It is present this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we speak healing into this hip right now. I release the anointing of God to effect a healing and a cure. All pain leave. Bones be properly aligned. Hip joint be properly aligned. Legs be the right length. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. There it is there, just going into you. Thank you, Master. Glory to God. Glory to God. Complete healing from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Thank you, Lord, for renewing her strength like the eagle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Rosie, Father, I thank you for Rosie right now. We release the healing anointing of God into her hip right now in the name of Jesus. Hip be properly aligned in Jesus' name. I rebuke all pain. Leave Rosie's body right now. Now, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your healing power coursing through her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Your holiness surrounds me. Amen. Father, we thank you for this dear sister. We thank you, you care for her. Jesus, you bore her sicknesses. You, on the cross, you were made a curse for her so she doesn't have to bear that curse. And Father, we release your healing anointing into her hip. Be properly aligned right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We have authority over all sicknesses, all diseases. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your power working in her body right now. Just receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you for quickening her mind. Thank you. Her joints are whole. They're strong. Arthritis cannot dwell in her body. In the name that is above every name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Speak to the nervous system in the name of Jesus. Nervous system, be healed now in Jesus' name. I rebuke all pain. Pain, leave my brother now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Touch him. I rebuke you, Satan. Leave my brother now in the name of Jesus. Get away from him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your anointing coursing through his body right now, affecting your cure. Yeah, he's just touching that nerve right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Arthritis, I command you to leave my sister. And Father, I speak your healing anointing into her bones, into her joints right now. In the name of Jesus, I call your bones healthy. I call them strong. I call them fat. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for her hip. Be properly aligned. Come in alignment now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Outstanding miracle. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your healing anointing. Flowing into her right now. Just thank him. Just receive it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. dear sister. Father, I speak your power right now into her leg to effect a healing. I rebuke all disease. You leave her leg in the name of Jesus. I command perfect vision in these eyes right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for your anointing. Sister, Father, we release your healing power into her knee. Ligaments be healed. Ligaments be made whole now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. The cartilage is healed in her knee. The kneecap, moko uru ebada, is properly aligned. Thank you, Master. There it is. Feel that? There's the anointing of God going into your knee. Thank you, Father. Thank you to do a full work in her knee. Thank you, Master. A complete full healing in her knee. Mada, just receive that. Thank him. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Stretch out your hands towards our brother here. Pray, people. Thank you, Father. We ask, Father, that you grant us a mighty miracle here with our brother in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you for your healing power right now. Ma de shida barana ma da e ba do she e ba da. Boko oro bede shida bada. Hallelujah. Father, we release your healing power right now into his spinal column, into his back. Father, we ask you to make right whatever's wrong in his back. In the name of Jesus, back come in line. Bones come in line. Bones be properly aligned. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you the nerves in his back are whole. They're healed. They're not pinched. They're not pinched in the name of Jesus. We thank you they're properly aligned. We thank you, Father. Right now, nerves, we call you whole. We speak the life of God into you. We rebuke all infirmity. Leave our brother now in the name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. His abdomen is whole. Now. Now in the name of Jesus. Praise. And keep praying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. His legs are strong. His knees are strong. His joints are strong. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thanks for that. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, I think we're done. This year, can you believe you're going to be saved?
You might find out.
Praise God. Well, that was a powerful time. The anointing of God, if you've been prayed for, the anointing of God's working in your body. And you continue to thank him, the life of God is effecting a full and complete healing in me. My joints are strong. My hips are strong. My bones are strong and fat. I'm healthy. My nervous system functions correctly. In the name of Jesus. Let's all say this together. Say, thank you, Father, for the authority we have. In Jesus Christ. I declare Jesus is Lord over my life, over my spirit. He's Lord over my soul, my mind. Depression, you can't live in or on me. I am free from depression. Jesus is Lord over my body. Sickness, you can't dwell in me. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Lord over my relationships. My home is filled with the peace of God. My workplace is filled with the peace of God. Jesus is Lord over my finances. Money is flowing into my hands. My bank accounts are overflowing. Men give into my bosom. Things go well for me. Thank you, Father, for my harvest. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Thank him. Hallelujah. Now, if there's anyone here, you say, well, Andrew, I've been, you know, I have been a Christian, but I haven't been walking with the Lord closely. And I want to draw back today. I want to come back to the Father's house today. I want to, some people call it rededicating your life. Just giving your life afresh to Jesus and say, Lord, I want to follow you. You know, I don't just want to know you as Savior. I want to know you as Lord. Amen. If that's you, just slip up your hand. Hallelujah. Just slip that up. All right. Praise God. I see those hands. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you what, let's take a step of faith here. I want those people who raised your hand, just stand up to your feet. If you raise your hand, just stand to your feet. Amen. Now, everyone else, stand with them. Let's all stand together. And we're going to lead them to the throne of grace. Amen. Say this with me. Say, thank you, Jesus. You died on the cross for my sins. I receive forgiveness for every wrongdoing, cleansing from all sin. I am free from all condemnation. I believe in my heart. You are Lord. You've been raised from the dead. And I commit myself to follow your plan for my life, to obey your word, and to obey the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Help me, Father, to walk out this new life that I have in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Awesome. Well, thank you for having me today. I'll be flying out to Guadalajara tonight. Flight's leaving like 1 a.m., so pray I get some sleep. And I'll be out there for a week, so if the Lord brings you up before him in prayer, then I'd appreciate your prayers. And we believe for great things happening, and that the Spirit of God is being poured out on Mexico as well. So, amen.